For this Tuesday, March 25th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. The City of Mount Vernon has announced that they are going mobile with a new app powered by GoGov. The app is a great source of information for news, events, service interruptions, and important links to the website. Staff can streamline important community communications and information to citizens in more efficient ways. When launched, the app will be available for download in the Apple App and Google Play online stores. Coming up this Friday, the City of Mount Vernon will be having a heavy trash pickup day. Items that will be collected include indoor and outdoor furniture, refrigerators, and freezers in which the refrigerant has been removed and tagged by a professional. They ask that the items be placed where your trash containers would normally be and that the items be put out on the scheduled pickup dates and no more than 24 hours before your scheduled pickup. For full details, find the release on our Posey County Radio Facebook page. The Westside Nut Club has announced the March recipients that will receive part of the money raised by the Fall Festival Half Pot. The list of local schools and nonprofits has been posted on the Westside Nut Club Facebook page. The donations were voted on during the Nut Club's March business meeting, approving $214,430. The total donated so far this year is just over $676,000, all to local organizations. Posey County Schools, that includes North Posey High School, North Posey Junior High School, South Terrace, and North Terrace, received $4,000 out of this. MSD of Mount Vernon, that would be Mount Vernon Junior and Senior High School, Mars, Farmersville, and West Elementary, received $5,000, and St. Matthew's School in Mount Vernon received $1,000. Switching to some sports news, after hosting the OVC Women's and Men's Basketball Tournament, as well as the Missouri Valley Conference Women's Basketball Tournament in the previous couple of weeks, Ford Center in downtown Evansville is a site of the Division II Men's Basketball Elite Eight Final Four and Championship this week. The Elite Eight games are played today at 12 noon, 2:30, 6 o'clock, and 8:30. Lenore Ryan University is one of the teams playing this week at Ford Center, and their head coach is former USI player and USI assistant coach Brent Owen. His team plays Washburn University tonight at 8:30. From the NBA Monday evening, the Indiana Pacers won their fifth straight game as they took down the Minnesota Timberwolves 119-103 at home. Tyrese Halliburton scored 24 points and dished out 11 assists. Obi Toppin poured in 20 points off the bench. The Pacers, in addition to winning five straight games, have won seven of their last eight. Indiana is 42-29 on the year, and they wrap up their five-game homestand tomorrow night when they play host to the Los Angeles Lakers. That's news and sports for this Tuesday, March 25th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.